Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Julius Adewumi of the Gospel Distribution Ministry. I was talking about Christ. Jesus Christ is the light of the world in the last sermon, and I want to continue this exhortation. And I pray that the Lord will open your heart to understand why we know that Jesus Christ is the only way. He said it and heaven will back it up. And there was a voice that came that said, "This is my beloved Son. Hear ye him." That was the plan of God from the foundation of the world. He planned to save humanity from sin. As I was saying, Jesus Christ said, "Except ye eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." That is the only way we human beings can escape hell and escape lake of fire and please God, is by being inside Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ inside us, by partaking of the sacrificial lamb that God gave to humanity. And Jesus Christ is that lamb of God that was sacrificed for human race. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ is the Passover lamb for the whole human race to escape the wrath of God. And the wrath of God is the lake of fire, hell and lake of fire that human beings are doomed to go because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God from the time of Adam. All human race have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Because of that, God made a way. He made a sacrifice for the whole human race, which he announced to in the day Adam and Eve sinned, that the seed of the woman will bruise the head of Satan. And that was why the Bible said the Lamb of God was slain from the foundation of the world. Now, Jesus Christ came in the 4,000th year as the Lamb of God to sacrifice himself for human race. And he told the Jews that except you eat the flesh of the Lamb of God, his flesh, and drink his blood, you have no life in you. And that was why we believe that and we know that he is the only way to heaven. And let me read some Bible verses again to you. Christ said it in John chapter 8 verse 12. He said, "I am the light of the world. He that believeth in me shall not walk in darkness, but shall see the light of this life." And they say, what do you mean by the light of the world? The light that can show us the way to out of darkness. Darkness is sin, is darkness. Because iniquity has been in the human race, it is inherited in the blood of human beings, it is the darkness of the soul. But the light that can deliver us from that darkness is Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God that was the light of the world, is the light that can change, that can set us free from that darkness of our soul. And Christ said, "I am the light of the world," in John chapter 8, verse 12. "He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." And he all went further in another chapter, in Gospel of John chapter 10, to describe it again, describe who he is and why he is the only way. In Gospel of John chapter 10, Jesus Christ said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, this same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." Now, the Lord Jesus Christ was talking about himself being the shepherd for the sheep. Who is the sheep? Those human beings that God created on this planet are, that are the seed of Adam. That is the sheep Christ is talking about. You may say there are some human beings that are not the seed of Adam. Yes. And that's a deeper revelation, but we're not going to that right now. Because Jesus Christ gave a parable in the book of Matthew. He gave a parable where he said the field, he planted a field, and then while men slept, there were tares in the field. And then the servants of this householder said, "Well, how come there are tares in your field?" And he said, "An enemy has done this." Now, the Lord Jesus Christ gave the meaning of that parable to the apostles. And he told them that the field that we are talking about is this world. He said, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, and the tares are the children of the wicked one. That means Satan has some children on earth that are human beings also. He said, the enemy that has planted them is the devil. And he said that there are the end of time when there will be harvesting. He said, that is the end of the world when there will be harvesting. And he said, the angels will be the harvesters. And he went on and said, as the tares are bound together and bound, so shall it be at the end of the world. Which means, I'm trying to make you to see, from that parable alone, we know that he's talking about this planet Earth belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he is the one that put Adam here, and the seed of Adam, that are the righteous ones. But the seed of the devil, even though they are human beings, and they may even come through the same parent, but God knows that are his own, like the scripture said. And they are the one that the devil put here to confuse the world. And Christ said there will be a separation at the end of time. And during that separation, the seed of God will be brought into his kingdom, and the seed of the devil will be born with fire. And that seed of God, that are the seed of Adam from the beginning, not the seed of the serpent, something happened in the Garden of Eden, so that we have two seed coming up from the Garden of Eden. It's called the serpent seed and the seed of Adam. So that serpent seed came through what happened between that serpent and Eve. And the human race was populated by sin. But there is also the seed of God that Adam bring forth Seth later. And the children of Seth are expected to follow God and to be holy. Then there was a mix-up again between the seed of Cain, which is the serpent seed, and the children of Seth. They mix-up again, and there was pollution. You can't know the righteous one from the devil. And God has to destroy them in the days of Noah. But he saved Noah, that was still the pure seed. But because that pollution has gone deeper into the seed, when I say seed, that is into the spirit world of the seed that are coming into the world from their fathers. That has been a mix of, that is what the devil actually planned to, what the devil introduced himself to the world to pollute by bringing the false seed. It's almost like when you want to plant corn. Let's say you have a bag full of corn seed that you want to plant in your field. And you went and you sprayed this corn field, your field with this corn, and then the enemy came, he has his own crooked corn seed, that they look like corn seed, but they are polluted. They are manufactured by him. Those seed are manufactured, and he went in the night time and planted those crooked corn seed on your field. So that by the time they are all producing, you see the same stalks are coming up, and they look like corn, but they are not corn. By the time they begin to produce corn, you see that they are crooked. They are corrupt. That is what God was saying, that the enemy planted some bad seed in his field. And that's where those human beings that believe that they are come from evolution, that's where they come from. If they don't believe God, they don't want to believe God, they are not the seed of Adam. They are the seed of Cain that Satan introduced into the world. So that is why you must not let yourself be deceived by them. If you believe, if you are belonging to God, you don't belong to the seed of Cain that think they come from evolution, because they will be able to believe the lie of the devil. They think they come from the Big Bang, because that's what the devil is planning into his own people, to confuse the world. But if you belong to the seed of God, don't buy into the lies of the devil. Because God created Adam as a fresh handmaid of God. And it's not just by sudden Big Bang from the sky. Now let's continue. Because in Gospel of John, chapter 10, go to verse 7 again, the Lord Jesus went further. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pastures." Now, what is the Lord talking about when he say pastures? Now, many people in the world are trying to get into the spirit world. They're trying to reach out to God. or they try to get supernatural power from God, spiritual power from God. That is going in and out of this physical world into the spirit world. Now, he said anyone that tries to do that will fall into the midst of thieves. The demons are thieves. Satanic forces are thieves and robbers. And that is what you see false religions are teaching men how to go into the spirit world, into spiritism, or into all those voodoo, or into all the charms and magical arts that they have in all these other religions, have all those charms or magical arts. Even Islam has some of those tira that they use, but they are conjuring demons into those things they are putting into tira. What is tira? They wrap some things into a little and write some names of some of their demons into those things and put it under their bed and so on. Those are voodoo and charms. And they are spiritism that some of those, their Muslim rabbis are teaching them. But they are getting it from demons, from evil spirits that are introducing themselves into all those false religions. Hinduism has some of those. Even Buddhism has some of those. And even some false prophets that claim to be following Christian religion have some of those too, because they are contacting demons. There are some religious demons, my friend, but they are not the spirits of Christ. They are not the spirit of Christ, because God said he knows his own people. We say God created all his power. Yes, God created all the power. But Satan has been deceiving mankind, showing to them how to divert their attention from the true God unto himself, or anything that is going to promote their own self. Self-promotion is not of God. Some of those false prophets are self-promoting themselves. Either they are seeking money, they are going after financial money from other people, and that is how they get deceived and they are getting away from the true gospel, or they are just promoting self. An example of that story you see in the story of the Acts of the Apostles. When Apostle Paul was preaching about, he ran into a little girl that was demon possessed. They called that the girl spirit of divination. They could see things, all right. They are delving into the spirit world, but that spirit of divination was not promoting Apostle Paul, even though it looked like if she was promoting Apostle Paul. No, she was not promoting Apostle Paul, as I have preached to many people in that example. It was in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, from verse 16. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, from verse 16. Let me tell you the story of this spirit of divination that Apostle Paul has to cast that devil out. But what I'm trying to point out in this story is the fact that there may be spirits of divination that people think are prophesying, but they are not spirits of God. They are demons. And you have them in so many religions. The Muslims have some prophets that are also prophesying through those demons. Even some Pentecostal groups may even have some of those prophesying spirits that they are not spirits of God. They are spirits of divination. By their fruits you shall know them. It's what Jesus Christ said. By their fruits you shall know them. Here's an example of what I'm talking about in that Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, verse 16. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. See, those are soothsaying. When Jesus Christ sent forth his own prophets, they are not for soothsaying. They are for preaching the gospel and saving souls from hell and lake of fire. But these spirits that are prophesying just to get money or to make name for themselves, they are called soothsaying spirits, and they are not part of the plan of God. But Satan sent them into the world to deceive mankind, making them think, well, it's also spiritual power. And this is what happened in this story. And this verse 17 said, this same girl followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God. We show unto us the way of salvation. Well, she's saying the right thing. That's correct. But what was the motive? That is what we judge. What was the motive? Why was he saying what she was saying? Not what she said. What she said was correct. Paul and his team were servants of the Most High God. That's correct. And they were showing them the way of salvation. That is correct. But that was not the agenda of that divination spirit. And when she first started doing it, first day, second day, it looked like, well, how did she know? How did she know that? How did she know that? But see, she was actually calling attention to herself not to this man. And when the Holy Ghost gave Apostle Paul that inkling that she was not calling attention to you guys, calling attention to herself, then that's when Apostle Paul cast the devil out of that woman, which led them into arrest. They were arrested for casting the devil out, which is a different story. There will always be persecution when the true ministers of God are doing the work of God. And that was why I brought that one out, to make you see that prophesying does not necessarily mean that that is a spirit of God. Because soothsaying is prophesying that that woman just did in the Acts of the Apostles. And I was pointing that one out to make you see that when the Lord Jesus Christ said, "He is the door of the sheep," He said, if you want to go in and out of the spirit world into this physical world and find pasture, like I read in Gospel of John chapter 10, verse 7 to 8 that I just read, if you want to go in and out and find pasture and not fall into the midst of thieves and robbers, that is spirits of divination that are demonic spirits, you have to go through the door. Jesus Christ is the true door where you will find the true pasture that God wants you to have. But if you are only longing and seeking supernatural, not through Jesus, you are going to fall into the midst of thieves and robbers. So that was what the Lord Jesus Christ was alluding to in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, when He said, "I am the door of the sheep. All they that have come before me are thieves and robbers. The sheep does not hear them." And He went further and said, "He that believes that following Him shall go in and out and find pasture." John chapter 10, from verse 7 to 10. Now, let me read again verse 11 of Gospel of John chapter 10. Jesus Christ said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." That was telling to us that He came to lay down His life for us so that we may enter heaven, because He has to sacrifice Himself for the human race. And that is how the Lord Jesus Christ pointed to us that He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the light of the world. This is the truth, my friend. Don't let false religion deceive you. Many of these jihadists in the false religions are thinking by their good works or by killing some heathen, that is how God is going to accept them into paradise. They have been deceived. Don't be deceived, my friend. Jesus Christ is the only way. And the only way you get to heaven is by partaking of the sacrifice God made for mankind, which is the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, shedding His blood for mankind. And He said, "Unless you eat My flesh and drink My blood, you have no life in you. He that eateth My flesh and drinketh My blood has everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." That is, Jesus Christ is the only way, and He will raise you up at the last day, even if you die for Him, or if you die before that time, He will raise you up to live on this planet again. I preach again in the another sermon that the kingdom of God is to take over these kingdoms of the world. How will He take it over? It's not by physical war. God Himself will allow the world to destroy themselves in the nuclear war that is coming, in the Third World War, very soon. That will take place, my friend. God has already prophesied that in the scriptures. There will be a nuclear war that will destroy masses. Christ said that if the days were not shortened, no flesh will be saved on this planet. But for the elect's sake, that is, God is going to elect some people that shall be protected on this planet before during that nuclear war, so that they will not be destroyed, and few men will be left. And you see, many of these have been prophesied in the book of Isaiah. He said, "The earth is burnt, and few men left." That is nuclear radiation, nuclear war, my friend. And that is exactly what is going to happen at the end. But before that nuclear war started, we believe that Christ said He will come and take His own people away from here in a rapture, translation from this planet out, like He did for Elijah the prophet. The story of Elijah the prophet, a chariot of fire came down and took Elijah away from this planet into space. Now, Christ promised in the book of 1 Thessalonians, Apostle Paul wrote that Christ shall descend from the sky, we shall go meet Him in the air, that the trumpet of God shall sound, and we that are alive and remain unto that day, he said, why do we say they that remain? There will be persecution of Christians before that time occurs. And then in the midst of that persecution, Christ will come and take the Christians out of here. The dead in Christ will be resurrected first to get out of this planet. And the Christians that are still remaining will be taken out of this planet to go and meet the Lord in the air. You see that in the 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 from verse 16. He said, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord." Now that is what we call the rapture. Now this will take place, we believe, before the nuclear war that we are talking about. But the nuclear war will take place, this is the Third World War. And in fact, the Lord told me in a vision that Japan, they may be thinking it's going to come from this side, from that side, but Japan, this country of Japan, may be the beginning of it, or the cause of the Third World War. You say, how will that happen? We don't know. But God said it, and I just echo it to people. Now, when the nuclear war will take place, the Third World War, few men will be left. Even some of them will hide in caves, underground, that will not be destroyed by the radiation. Then the Lord Bible said God will intervene to stop the radiation, because God can stop that radiation so that all this nuclear radiation suddenly become ineffective to destroy masses anymore. And then Christ will come down from the sky with the saints that have been taken up in rapture, and there will be gathering of all the human beings that are still hiding in caves, and they will start a new world where Christ shall reign for 1,000 years from Jerusalem. And the Christians, the saints that are resurrected, will live reigning, controlling the planet Earth, because God is going to give this Earth back to the saints. Let me read it to you in the book of Daniel. Daniel saw this vision coming many thousands of years ago, and he prophesied about it. And that is what has been ordained. Many people may not believe it. I read somebody putting all those things and thinking these are just fallacies of religions. No, this is the truth, my friend. In the book of Daniel, chapter 7, Daniel said, I will read some few verses. He saw beasts. It was a vision shown to Daniel. An angel interpreted it to him. In this vision, he saw different animals which represented the kingdoms of the world. And at the end of the world, he said, I saw in the night visions, verse 13, Daniel chapter 7, verse 13, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him, and there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that we shall not be destroyed. Now that is simply the kingdom of God. When God will set up his own kingdom. All the beasts, the animals in that vision were representing the kingdoms of the world. The American Empire, the Roman Empire, the Russian Empire, the European Empire, at the end of the world. All of those things are represented by all those animals. And the horns and so on, that will be dramatizing at the end of time. But then there will be something that will destroy them all. And then the Lord God is going to give the kingdom to the saints. And let's see the interpretation of that vision in that same Daniel chapter 7, verse 16. Yes, Daniel said he was grieved and he wanted to know understand this vision. Verse 16, I came near unto one of them and that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the things. And these are the interpretations. Verse 17. These great beasts, which are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth. Verse 18. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Now that is the summary of the vision of this chapter 7 that Daniel said. He saw four beasts, and then he saw a Son of Man that came before the Ancient of Days, and they gave that Son of Man the kingdom. So that Son of Man in that riding upon the cloud is representing the saints. which headed by the Lord Jesus Christ. And he was to take the kingdom, not by warfare, not by physical warfare. God is going to just give it back to the saints, because the righteous shall inherit the earth. But these animals will be destroyed before it is given to the saints. Now, Daniel went further in verse 19 and said he wanted to know more about this particular last beast that seems to be strange and doing all those, and that was the last kingdom of the world. He said that last beast was doing wonders in verse 22 until the Ancient of Days came, which means that last beast, which is the kingdom of the world at the end time, which is this. This is now. We are at the end time. He mentioned that that last beast was strange. It will be strange to Daniel because this is the technological kingdom, the American Empire, the European Empire, so many kings of the earth joining together in United Nations and all the type of things. That was what was symbolized by the last beast that has 10 horns and all those things. And then he said that was how this also was fighting against the saints in verse 21. So that same horn make war with the saints. So it is being symbolized to Daniel as there will be kind of drama going at the end of the world where Christians are being persecuted and killed and so on and so forth. It started in the days of our Lord Jesus Christ when the apostles were persecuted and killed by the Roman Empire. And that was all lumped together into this last beast, because that last beast started from the Roman Empire all till the end of the world. Now they were going to interpret. He said that we continue till in verse 22, until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time that the saints possess the kingdom. And they will give that interpretation to Daniel again in verse 27. He said, verse 26, but the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away the kingdom of this world, that is the beast, the last beast, to consume and destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the old heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions and shall serve and obey him. So what I'm talking about then is, this kingdom of this world that you know right now will be destroyed, and nuclear war will destroy the last of it, and a few men will be left. Those few men will not be able to start any government. There'll be so few hiding in caves, and then the Lord will come from the sky with the Christians that have been taken in the rapture and those that have been resurrected to go and meet the Lord Jesus Christ in the air, and they shall gather all the human beings that are left on the earth. And there shall be burning or the cleaning of the earth. They will clean this world. You see the book of Isaiah, where it said, and the book of Ezekiel, they shall be burying the dead for years, for 7 years. They are burying the dead. And then the new world will start, the kingdom of Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God. This gospel of the kingdom, Christ said, shall be preached to all the world as a witness before the end be, in the book of Matthew chapter 24. The gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to all the world. And it's being preached right now. That's why we are on radio and we are on internet, so that the whole world know that the Lord God is going to set up a kingdom, and he's inviting you right now to be part of that kingdom. And in Acts of the Apostles chapter 4 verse 12, they said there is neither salvation in any other. There is no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved from hell and from lake of fire. Apostle Paul said it in Acts of the Apostles chapter 4 from verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus Christ is the only name that will save us. By accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior, inviting him to come into your heart and give you a new heart and make you a new creature, so that you live in holiness and righteousness and sin no more, and you partake of his flesh and of his blood, which he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. That is Christ coming to live inside you by the Holy Spirit. Only through Jesus Christ, through the gospel of salvation, can you receive that. Not through any other religion, not through any false religion. Call upon Jesus right today and ask him to come into your heart. I'm going to pray for you right now. If you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, say unto him, say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the only Savior. Come into my heart and save me from sin. Let me be a new creature. I believe in your kingdom that is coming, that is going to take over the world. I accept you as my Lord and Savior today. Wash me with your blood, Jesus, and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, I pray for all that are listening now on the radio, in the radio land, that they will receive the Holy Ghost and be free from sin from now on. Let them sin no more. Thank you, Jesus. Wash them with your blood, Lord. Amen. Write to us so that we can send you more exhortation. There are a lot we can preach on this, but you can get more by reading the literature we are going to send to you. Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050. On the internet, www.gospeldistribution.org. God bless you.